Shalom and good morning. We are almost coming to the close of the book of James, discussing very important aspects, especially of sharing our blessings with the nations of the world. When God called Abraham, originally called Abram, he asked him to go and become a blessing to the Canaanites. He carried a special grace that he was supposed to go and heal the nations of the world. You remember, Noah, if you go back to the beginning, had spoken limiting words to his son Ham, and that affected his grandchildren Canaan, or the grandchild Canaan, and the Canaanites started with the limitation of the words that were spoken by Noah. So God discovered that Canaanites were unfairly treated. They were not the grandchildren are not the one, or the grandchild is not the one who saw the nakedness of Noah. It was his father, Ham. And so God organized how he would go and change those words. That is what he said, "I have blessed you. Go and become a blessing." And so this chapter 5, we are now going to look at a very, very important aspect in this. And especially, we understand the principles of sharing our holistic resources for the healing of believers holistically. In other words, we have what we call holistic resources. There are 5 holistic resources. Number one, we have got our spiritual resources. We, as the minority missionaries of God, we have got what we call the spiritual resources. We call it the main resource. Number two, we have got what we call human resource, human capital. You know, these are the talents. These are the expertise. We call it the man resource. Then we have got the time resource. God has given us, when he sent us to a people, we call it the moment resource. Then we've got the material, the things, the tangibles. We call them the material resource. And then we have got the money, cash. We have got, so we call it the money resource. These are the 5 main resources that God has endowed the minority missionaries so that they can go and heal and change the limiting situation of the Canaanites, of the nations. These were the resources God gave Abram so that as he went into the nations, into the Canaanites, he would use them to change their situation. And then God expected that you heal these people holistically. That is, you heal their body, you heal their soul, and you heal their spirit. You heal the whole person. And so in this session now, we want to describe this kind of healing. We say it in terms of the spirit, soul, and the body of the oppressed believers by the rich believers. And so this first part, chapter 5 and verses 1, all the way to verses 12, we want to consider one main evil that we, the missionaries, can practice to stop the healing of the nation, and that is oppression. So we want to look at how we, as the people who carries God's blessing, who represents God, should avoid, and that is oppression. We are rich, but we are rich by God's grace. It's God who have enriched us. We are carrying the riches of God. And so we should avoid using the riches. We should avoid using the resources to oppress the people. The riches that God has given us is to redeem the people of God, is to help and empower God's people who are out there. And so in the book of James, chapter 5, James now gives his final advice. And he says, now, listen, you rich people. We said we are rich because we have five dimension of richness. So he says, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. So God is now giving his vindication that when we use his riches, his wealth upon us, even for the negative or for the demeaning of his people, he says, wail and weep. And then he says, your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are eroded. You see, it talks about the gold and silver. They have corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Now, God here through James introduces one of the evil that rich people, rich missionaries can do. Instead of being a blessing to the nation, they go and hoard wealth. Hoarding wealth means you stay with what God has given you so that you make it scarce to the people. And when you make it scarce with the people, that's called holding. The people, you know, prices are going to skyrocket or to become higher. You make people to come and worship you. You make people to see you as a great person. And you are the one who have caused this problem. So he is saying, so God is indicting them. He is judging them and saying, you have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay the workers who mold your fields are crying out against you. So he said, people work for you and you fail to pay them on time. Those wages, because they don't belong to you, people have worked for you. These wages are crying. They are crying against you. The cries of the harvesters, now the harvesters have also cried, have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. What a great tragedy when God hears the cry of the oppressed. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourself in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. So you see, he is saying that you're using the blessings to fatten yourself instead of giving it and healing the nations of the world. So what is James telling this rich minority missionaries? Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. So now James now turned to the people who are oppressed. What did he say? Just be patient. It will not go on forever. The Lord is coming. The Lord himself will come. Remember, even the first time when Abrahamic team failed to take the blessings, the physical blessings to the Canaanites, the nations, Jesus himself came. God came in a human person as Emmanuel and brought that. Well, he came to die. And even now says, even as we continue to not release the spiritual blessings, James says, be patient, brothers, you are blessed, and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See should you be patient? See how the farmer waits for the Lord to yield its variable crops, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you'll be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of mercy and full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. And you need to say, all you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you'll be condemned. So James is giving his final or one of the great advice or wisdom to the oppressed. Of course, he has given the oppressor that you, whatever you have kept will come against you. That is good advice to the oppressor. Then he turned the camera to the oppressed. He says, then be patient. Why? The Lord is coming. Be patient as a farmer. Be patient as all the other brothers of God ahead of us. Be patient also as the men of the old who were patient. And one of the men given to this as an example, as a persevered man, was Job. Remember when he had all the riches and everything evaporated, everything was destroyed, and finally everything came back again. And so he said, be patient until the coming of the Lord. I think that's a very good thing to understand and a very good wisdom. Be patient. Even the oppressor, they should know that the things that they're having, they don't belong to them, and they can be taken away like that of Job. To oppressor and to the oppressed, Jesus is coming. Father, we thank you. We ask that you may help us to be patient. And until the coming of Jesus, help us to be like a farmer who is patient, waiting for the two-term rains. Help us to be patient as the man of God, Job, who lost everything. And finally, God brought everything back to him, double, double. So we look up to you for the power of perseverance and the power of patience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.